I'm Mark Bayshore. 2 days ago, Governor Rick Snyder signed into law a measure to rescue the Detroit public schools from insolvency and plot a new course for the district. The highly debated $617 million package will help launch a new debt-free school district. The DPS currently educates 46,000 students. The governor said the legislation marked a new day for Detroit, but it sharply divided the state legislature. It became law without the support of any Democrat in the legislature. Critics fear it won't solve the district's funding challenges and will create others. Our next guest spent much of Wednesday in meetings discussing plans for the new Detroit public school system. To learn more, we welcome State School Superintendent Brian Whiston. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
You spent much of the day yesterday, I'm told, in meetings that included Judge Stephen Rhodes, the interim emergency manager for DPS, as well as State Treasurer Nick Curry and members of the governor's staff discussing the new DPS. What can you tell us about the discussions?
Well, you know, we have had ongoing discussions about, you know, how do we transform from the old district to the new district, the new community district. And there's a lot of paperwork required, a lot of, you know, opening of new checking accounts and transferring over current contracts and grants and student data files. And so we've been working jointly between the district, the Department of Education, and the Department of Treasury to make sure that Detroit has a smooth, you know, rebirth here of the new community district. So there's a lot of work to be done as that district gets created as of July 1. And so we were just coordinating our efforts to make sure it goes smoothly. And then we also began the conversation about what do we do academically to help Detroit turn around its performance and test scores. A lot of great things going on in Detroit, in the schools, in the community. And we just want to make sure we're helping to create, you know, a world-class district as we get to this new opportunity, this kind of historic opportunity to get a fresh start.
It does appear to be an opportunity at a fresh start. Regrettably, a report was just released Tuesday from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, ranking the state 40th in the nation for childhood education. I'm curious what it's like to juggle news like that while you're trying to relaunch the DPS.
Well, we know we're struggling. I mean, I think if you go out and visit the classrooms around the state of Michigan, there are a lot of great things happening, a lot of wonderful opportunities for students in career tech education and in five-year college programs. There's just a lot of great things going on. But as a state, we're not performing where we need to be, and that's why we've spent this past year coming up with a vision to become a top 10 state over the next 10 years. And to do that, we need the business community, the parents, educators, all working together with a kind of a single vision and kind of create a cohesive, coherent system and not this constant changing. So we're heading in the right directions, and you know, we'll get to be a top 10 state by all working together and really changing what we're doing in the classroom to deeper learning, problem solving, working together in teams, working together individually as students, and really create high expectations for what students can achieve and put them in charge of their education by letting them set academic and personal goals and have them be responsible for their improvement. And I think doing those things, working together, will become a top 10 state.
If you were to, if I were to ask you to identify a couple of particular concerns that you have involving the implementation of the new Detroit public schools, what would they be?
Well, I think, you know, as you mentioned in the intro, we were hoping for kind of a commission to overlook the opening, closing, and siting of schools. We didn't get that, but we've got some other tools we can use to try to have those conversations to make sure that every neighborhood has access to a high-quality school and not have another neighborhood have three or four choices. You know, we have to manage this better. That's not to take away a choice, because we believe parents and students should have choices whether they go to a traditional school, a private school, a charter school, or any other options online. But we want to make sure all those options are of high quality and that are done in a way that each neighborhood is protected to have, you know, quality options in it.
Well, you're referring to the omission of a proposed Detroit Education Commission that would regulate the openings and closings of these schools. Given that omission, go a little bit deeper with us, please. How do you see that being regulated?
Well, I think the SRO, the School Reform Office, has some authority in terms of closing schools that are performing in the bottom 5% in the state.
This is this is a state of Michigan office.
Yes, we're working through the governor's office. And, you know, we're certainly going to work with the SRO to make sure that schools hopefully are improving and get out of the bottom 5% and get in the top 25%. But if not, then we have to manage that in a way to make sure parents still have choices. But, of course, we want them to have quality choices. So that's one option. Number two, there is going to be still opportunities legislatively to continue the conversation on a DEC type of concept. And it doesn't have to be exactly that way. I think you get good people in a room, even three people who support charters, three people who support traditional, and have a conversation about what's best for kids. I think we can get the job done.
We're talking with State School Superintendent Brian Whiston here on WKAR's Current State. There's a public budget hearing regarding DPS scheduled for today, I take it. What's the purpose of that gathering?
So their budget proposal that Judge Rhodes and his team has put together to look at next school year, he's taking that out on the road and sharing that with people to get their input and share what's going into the budget in terms of revenue and then how to spend the money and to get public input into that. So I think that's a very positive thing the judge is doing. And, you know, we need to start this district off debt-free and help it remain that way. So the budget process, the number of students going to the school, and making sure the revenue lines up is very, very important as we get this fresh start.
That $617 million, that was the sum total that was assigned to this project that got signed into law here. There are some number of critics who fear that that's not enough to solve the district's funding challenges, and it's inevitable that another kind of state rescue is in store. How do you respond to people with that fear?
Well, I think, you know, the Department of Treasury, Department of Education, and the Detroit schools have gone through a very thorough look at what are the debts, both in terms of long-term payables, and I think our number is pretty close. You know, you have interest and other things that can change those numbers, and so we have to watch it very carefully. But I think the process is in place to get the debt paid off, and you know, certainly I don't think there's much of an appetite to go back to the well and put additional dollars there. So we've got to take care of the dollars the state has given us and make sure we do our job to keep the district debt-free and moving forward.
The new plan has relaxed standards. I think that's an accurate word to use. Relaxed standards for teacher certifications here. So non-certified teachers will be able to teach in the city of Detroit, I take it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think the research is very clear that a high qualified teacher makes a big difference in terms of performance of students. Now, with that said, I do think we need to have some alternative pathways for people who have been successful in the business community and who have passion for educating kids, that they could take the knowledge they have in the business world, say an engineer in math, and who has passion for kids. I think we can get them to become a teacher in a very, you know, a streamlined process, but get them the training they need to deal with the kids, the different instructional techniques, behavior. You know, a lot of people think you can just walk into the classroom and those 30 kids are sitting there all ready to learn and don't have issues. And, of course, the reality is some kids haven't eaten. Some kids are worried about where they're going to sleep tonight. There's a lot of social and emotional issues that we deal with as teachers. And, you know, it's not as easy to teach as people think. But with that said, you know, we do want people who have a passion for kids, who have expertise, in life and in the business community to come in and be teachers. And we think we can streamline that process in a way that gets them in the classroom sooner. And then if they're getting the job done, they can, that can help work towards their degree. But I don't think we can just take anyone off the street and say, oh, you want to be a teacher, and that they can have, walk into a classroom and be successful. It's, you know, the profession of being a teacher is a very noble job, a very difficult job. I mean, you're kind of a nurse, you're a social worker, you're a doctor, you're an educator. There's a lot of different roles you play, and to be successful, you have to play all those roles well. So while I don't support having teachers who are uncertified in the classroom, I do support, you know, a streamlined process to get people who have a passion for kids and a knowledge base to get into the classroom and teach on a quicker basis.
I'd like to get your thoughts on what impact the new plan will have on teachers' unions. I know the measure includes language cracking down on teacher sick-outs. Those created a lot of tension and dispute here the first part of the year. How do you feel the teachers' unions teaching in Detroit classrooms are going to respond to this plan?
Well, I think, you know, I want to be very clear, I'm against teacher strikes. I'm for students, and having students in the classroom is very important. And to have teachers to go out on strike means kids are not getting fed in the classrooms. They're not getting the education they so richly deserve and need. So I'm opposed to teacher strikes and support tightening up legislation that makes it clear that teachers aren't supposed to strike. On the other hand, I understand the frustration of teachers, some of the facilities that they were working in and the conditions of those, and not having textbooks, not, you know, having supplies they need to help their students be successful. I understand that they're very frustrated, and you know, they want to do what's best for the kids in their classroom, and they didn't feel like anyone was listening to them. And so I guess I can, on one hand, understand that frustration, but we have to find other ways to get that message across, because we need teachers in the classroom. So many of the Detroit kids are fed through breakfast and lunch programs in the school. So if they're not in school, sometimes that means some kids aren't eating, and we can't have that. And, you know, we all know that the students in Detroit are not performing where we want them to. And so any missed days is not acceptable. So, you know, it's a tough issue, and it's frustrating to teachers. But, you know, we all became educators to work with the kids in the classrooms, and that's where we need to be.
We have so many other questions here that I'm going to have to leave unsaid, unfortunately. We'd like to have you back again soon, Mr. Whiston. We've been speaking with State Superintendent Brian Whiston about the DPS bill and other education issues here in Michigan. Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a great day.